It's an attack on democracy. It's an attack on the will of the people. Yeku ngabe kul ulo muntu olezinkinga lama problem ake kodwa ke akukhangelelwa ngokubana ke ku resolve ngoku undermine the will of the people. Ngenxa yokuthi abantu bavota, and that is an attack on democracy, and iZANU-PF has always been on an agenda to systematically eliminate and undermine the will of the people. So yiko elikubona ikona in the slinking ngenxa yokubana ke abantu nxa bavota uvoti yabo ingasasebenzi ngenxa yokuthi umuntu uyaphuma evela lapha avela khona ethi ubani seyimkhiphile ubani seyimkhiphile. Kuyenza kube nzima ukubana abantu bebe nethemba mayelana nokuvota. Yinto okufanele silungiswe, yinto okufanele siyikhangele thina njengamaZimbabwe.
Njengoba sokunje, lizathatha manyathelo bani pho?
Yes, siyaqhubekela phambili ke silo mhlangano wethu lokuhlangana labanye abatshiyeneyo abasimelayo bayakhangela ke impumela ephume High Court se 28-page judgment. So iyakhangelwa ke once singaqeda ukuyihlunga sibe kwazi ukubana ke siya phambili njani njengebandla le-TCC, and sazisa ke uzulu wonke jikelele and all who care to listen ukubana thina siyathatha ke ndlela bani both politically and legally ukubana silungise indaba ke yoku-undermine-wa ke kwamavoti abantu abavotayo bevotela ke abantu ababakhethayo ukubana bebamela ke edale ephalamente lasemakhansilini. So sizaqeda ke mhlangano yethu sikhulume labantu bonke beZimbabwe, kodwa siya emphasize ukuthi abantu bebekwazi ukubana thina njenge-TCC akula bantu esamkhiphayo, akula bantu esabaxotshayo. So konke likubona imisebenzi yeZANU-PF, isa agenda and objective iku-undermine ke ukhetho olwayenza ngabantu.